my little degenerate angels. Welcome back to another dark, dirty, dangerous week inside the confessions booth. My name is Allie Weiss, and this is Tales of Taboo, an investigation into and celebration of all of the people, experiences, and ideas that happen behind closed doors. Each week, I invite my audience and their friends of friends to share stories about various out of the ordinary or so-called socially unacceptable life experiences, all behind the shield of complete anonymity. So I like to joke that the result is somewhere between daytime TV, a therapy session, and an expensive experimental lobotomy in the mountains of Switzerland. And it gives me more joy than I can possibly begin to describe. I am very excited to get into this week's subject because it's one that doesn't necessarily get seen as a taboo subject. In fact, it's more often regarded as a very privileged subject, or one that doesn't even really exist, so there's no need to create conversations around it. But it does, and there is. We are talking about bisexuality. Here we go. I found myself sexually attracted to women starting in high school. It was not in the same way that I've always been attracted to men, like that all-consuming infatuation of a crush or fantasies of long-term domestic happiness or romantic love, but I knew that there was a magnetic pull there. And I actually still remember exactly who those girls were that I was first into. And I still remember how madly in love I was with my boyfriend at the same time. And at that time, I knew plenty of gay men and a few lesbians, but no one who was exploring with the same sex. And even though I grew up in New York City, those opportunities to experiment, and more importantly, experiment with people who I actually felt physically attracted to, were slim. I had friends who propositioned me for threesomes with them and their boyfriends, but I didn't want to risk screwing up any of the relationships in that dynamic, so I said no. I also started going to gay clubs to party when I was around 15 or 16, and I've been like hundreds of times since then, but I always found them intimidating to assert myself for any sort of sexual connection, especially when I was so young. And even going into adulthood, like, I had zero experience or idea of what I was looking for. So to approach lesbians who can sometimes get the reputation of being very judgmental towards and dismissive towards bi-curious women, it seemed out of the question. And later on, I gave dating apps a try, but kind of felt the same way, like either I wouldn't be taken seriously because I didn't really know how I identified, or I would make a complete fool of myself trying to figure out the right way to act, because it is a very different kind of code of conduct than from heterosexual relationships. And again, all the while, it was hard to find other women who fessed up to liking both men and women in varying stages and in different ways. And truth be told, it still is. Around 2018, I finally began to experiment through Skirt Club, which is an all-female members club and sex party for bisexual and bi-curious women. I went twice, and the experiences were radically, radically different, but both very positive and affirmed that I was, in fact, interested in same-sex sex as an adult for real. Those parties are batshit insane. You guys know it takes a lot to shock me, and the scene there was absolutely jaw-dropping, shocking, in the best possible way. So fucking cool. I don't want to get into too much detail because it deserves its own solo episode and, more importantly, like, chapter of my future book. But let's just put it this way. It's a full-blown King Louis style orgy. And they have other events too, but the ones that I went to were like that. And the anonymity and company of other inexperienced people allowed me to fumble around and learn without shame. And because there were no men there, I was able to examine my desires outside of the male gaze, like really take a cold, hard look at myself and be like, why am I chasing this down? Like, what do I want out of this? And now I know for certain that same-sex sex is something that I enjoy. But what I haven't done is had a relationship with a woman, which is not to say that I'm not open to one. I am. But as with anything, it requires the right person, the right reasons, and the right time. And contrary to popular belief, just because like I am interested in exploring that or like am open-minded to it, it doesn't mean that I'm down for any woman. I'm very, very, very specific about the type of women that I like. And despite the changing world and the increased acceptance of sexual fluidity amongst young people, the search for partners can still be difficult. Bisexuality, bi-curiosity, queerness in general are still very misunderstood, especially if you're happily with someone of the opposite sex or searching for a partner of the opposite sex at the same time. Look, I can understand why people can be judgmental towards bisexual people from an outside POV. It comes across as the ultimate privilege to seemingly be attracted to everyone and able to pull whoever you want and kind of follow your sexual whims without any of the very dangerous and often depressing repercussions that come for gay people in so many parts of the country and the world. Gay people often feel used by bisexual people, like there are these pawns for experimentation or affairs, but not anything serious. And straight people often view bisexual people as threats or partner stealers or promiscuous or even downright slutty with a capital S. As you'll hear within this week's episode, there are so many misconceptions within all this that I cannot wait to help debunk. I want to make one thing clear here, which is to say that I in any way understand the trials and tribulations and unfair treatment of gay people would not only be inaccurate, but also very presumptuous. So for me to like take a stand and say that I'm saying all of this and making this episode in a bid to quote unquote come out and represent the LGBTQ community would be ridiculous and unfair. I'm not. There are so many experiences that I haven't had, research I haven't done, and parts of myself that I haven't fully explored for various reasons. So at this point in time, I do not know that I can confidently identify as bisexual. I simply like what I like and am open-minded to whatever exceptional person might cross my path and pique my interest in whatever capacity. But I hope that being honest about it can help anybody else in a similar situation feel less alone in being unable to label themselves or fit in perfectly anywhere. And I hope that anybody listening to this episode who does identify as bisexual or who feels judgmental towards bisexual people can come out of this hour feeling more comfortable with the idea of a gray area. Because after all, not to be corny, but life itself is one big fat gray area. So without further ado, this is Tales of Taboo.
I am 28 years old and first recognized being attracted to guys as a sophomore in high school, but I didn't really realize I was bi, like internalize it, until on a mushroom trip a few years ago, which I realized is very cliched. At this point, I've had more sex with men than women, so it's definitely a concrete part of my sexual activity. It hasn't been particularly easy to come to terms with being bi. I first shared that was part of my sexuality with women who were sexual partners, and that continues to be the easiest people to talk about it with. I've talked about it with some of my male friends, but not with my closest ones. I think they probably already know, or at least suspect it, but it's never felt right to talk to them about that. I think they would be totally fine and cool with it, but I just haven't wanted to have that conversation and the awkwardness about it. My first sexual experience with a guy was in college when I gave a blowjob to a close friend who kept insisting he wasn't gay, and every time that we hooked up after that, and has since become a hardcore Trump supporter. He and I hooked up a few times, but he never wanted to go further than a blowjob. A few years ago, I downloaded Grindr and went absolutely wild. Had sex in an airport bathroom, multiple hookups in a day with different people, had a threesome. It's just unbelievably easy to find sex on there. I haven't pursued any longer term romantic relationships with men, and I don't have any strong desire to. But I have a suspicion that it would be a lot harder to date a guy than obviously just have sex, which is so easy. As far as the mechanics of actually having sex with men versus women, it's honestly not that much different. I think I get less nervous having sex with guys because of the hookup culture, at least on Grindr. The expectations are just so much more clear, which leads to less pressure. It's been a learning experience, definitely, having sex with gay guys, because I'm just not part of that culture. I didn't know so much about it. I didn't know how to do poppers, which led to one being poured down my nose and me choking and feeling like I was gonna fucking black out from it. And even in terms of conversations, there were terms that I would come across that I just like had no idea what they meant. In relationships I've been in with women, I haven't honestly been fully forthcoming about it. In the last long-term relationship I was in, I wasn't out, and I think she would have been totally accepting of it, at least in hindsight, I think that. But I definitely worried about it creating jealousy issues or her thinking I was just gay and not actually attracted to her, which couldn't have been further from the truth. She had a ton of trust issues to begin with, which I think drove me to be less candid with her, although it may have helped her if I had been more open about it. I've been open about being bi with women I've had just purely sexual relationships with, and they mostly think it's really hot. And I definitely get off on that sense of taboo in particular, which is something, again, that I probably need to do some unpacking of. I'm not romantically attracted to men, at least none that I've encountered so far. I'm no way against dating a guy, but I just feel like being in a relationship with a woman offers more of what I need emotionally. I feel like there's a greater stigma towards male bisexuality, compared to the stigma that women might experience if they were bi. Women who are bi are seen as extra hot, as they should be. I think it's hot. And men who are bi are just seen as being unable to admit they're gay. My male friends still make homophobic jokes all the time when they're surrounded by guys that they don't think are gay or bi, and definitely, I think, would make a lot of jokes about that. I've never really personally experienced biphobia, as which probably comes of me being pretty selective who I tell about it, but I've definitely encountered bi erasure in conversations. I don't feel particularly part of the LGBTQ community because I haven't been out and loud about being bi. Although it's not because I feel any hostility from that community. I don't expect them to pull me into a pride parade and welcome me with open arms when I'm not out there and really discussing it that much. I do have one bi friend who I talk to about LGBTQ issues with a lot, and they've made me feel somewhat more part of that community by constantly sending me memes about sucking your friend's dick. But it's not a community that I particularly strongly identify with. And that's not for any fault of their own. I know there's
kind of a reputation of the LGBTQ community being parts of it being hostile towards bi people, but I've never encountered that and really felt quite the opposite. The stereotype I most encounter about bi and gay men is that they are hypersexual. And frankly, that's been my experience. So I'm actually not sure it is a misconception, even though it's often labeled as such by people in the LGBTQ community. I don't want to contribute to that stigma, and I get how it could be harmful, but I probably do, admittedly, and I'm not sure how you could go on Grindr and think otherwise. I guess the misconception that is most persistent and harmful is that hypersexuality is corrosive to society. And that is a certain stigma that negatively impacts women as much or more as it impacts men.
Hi, I'm Josie Toda.
I'm Alicia Pascual Peña.
And I'm Yasmin Hamidi. We're three best friends, like literally sisters out of the same womb.
We're also actresses and disruptors and the host of new Crooked Media podcast, Dare We Say. Every week, we'll dive into the issues affecting our generation, from income inequality, LGBTQ rights, and the nightmare that is Zara's landing page.
This is about to get, dare we say, heated. New episodes drop every Thursday starting August 11th. Subscribe to Dare We Say wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I am 40 now. I guess I first realized I was interested in the same sex when I would masturbate in my early 20s, and I did have a specific fantasy about Jillian Michaels before I knew that she was gay. And Angelina Jolie and a brunette friend of mine, but I'm into blondes now. I would say that I'm no longer bi-curious, but I sometimes don't feel that I'm enough to be bisexual, which just leads to more confusion. Am I just bi-playful? As for being a concrete part of my sexual identity, it used to be something to talk about in the bedroom with my partner, but he encouraged me to join Skirt Club, and that has allowed me to meet women who are similar to me, that want to be able to experiment and explore that bisexual side without committing completely. But it's no longer experimental. I enjoy and actively look for women to flirt and play with. It kind of wasn't easy to come to terms with sexuality and sexual desires. It happened in lockdown. I've quite a few friends now that are bisexual, and I'm realizing I didn't see it before in a few other people that I know. Do I feel shame? The only shame I feel was internal, but for a fleeting second. I spent so long quieting my insides and focusing on the outside, trying to be the good and best for everybody else. And it took lockdown to know that my mind is what needs prioritizing. My current boyfriend, we've been together for 14, 15 years. My main girlfriend, mistress on the side, as we like to say. We talk a lot. We share a lot of feelings and stories and stuff about what she's been up to, what I've been up to. And finding out we could talk and laugh and be friends, as well as have incredible sex sessions, was a bit of a revolution. Even now, when we're an ocean apart, she's still someone I talk to and fantasize about. I have told my original friend group back home as well, but I haven't been home for 3 years, so when I go back, it may not even be of interest to them anymore, but that is something that does play on my mind. The circumstances of my first same-sex experience, I think I was kissed by a random girl. I didn't ask for that. Didn't enjoy it either. She was not a good kisser. But my first intimate experience with another woman was a dancer from Spearmint Rhino with my partner at a hotel in London. I haven't been on any apps. I haven't had any luck on any apps. Most of it has been through the Skirt Club website. And then there's also Temptation Resort in Mexico, but that's probably a different podcast. Most recently, there was a male friend's new girlfriend who'd been saying all of these suggestive things to my boyfriend, but not to me, saying, can I kiss her? I want to see her naked. And then we were at an event at my mother-in-law's club, and I finally dragged her into the change rooms and we hid in a shower cubicle and made out for about 10 minutes. She said that she'd kissed women before, but I was the first one to touch her. And then with my current main girl, I guess, we dipped out of a party and we were only interested in each other, so we just left. We went out in Covent Garden and then we went back to my hotel, spent the night wrapped around each other, going down on each other, going back to sleep, waking up, hands all over each other. Another encounter was with two staff of my staff. I'd already hooked up with one of them, spent the night together, and then she told her friend, who was another one of my staff, and she demanded to see my piercings. And then all of a sudden, all three of us are entangled, and I have the ultimate fantasy of two girls licking my clit and massaging my tits. The biggest difference between having sex with opposite sex to same sex, women's bodies are so much sexier, and we know our way around them usually. I've never technically dated a woman, which does make me feel less than as a bisexual. I've had dates with women, but it's only been like one date and a hookup. The forbidden touching and steamy kisses are far more erotic than male-to-female interactions. I am in a committed hetero relationship. He knows and enjoys hearing about what I get up to. We do have threesomes as well, but they're not as performative as they used to be, and I get the best of both worlds if I can work on my jealousy. He does get jealous of the time that I spend with other women I've had sex with and get close to. I think he has a fear that I will leave him for a woman, which has led to a lot of fights and a lot of reassurance. I don't know if I have successfully made the choice to be in a straight relationship and shut off that other side of me. I think there's, in my relationship, room for both. We've gotten to know each other's boundaries. There's been threesomes and foursomes, but I've never cheated. I've always, like, quote, asked permission or expressed my desire to do something and talked it out. Do I feel I've been adequately able to explore my sexuality or curiosity? Yes and no. If I was single, maybe I'd get out there more often, but if I didn't have my boyfriend, I can't be sure that I would have explored this part of me. I might have just been one of those late-life lesbians that's filled with confusion and regret.
I am about to turn 24 in a couple of days. I live in the Netherlands, and I think I've been bisexual since I was 12. Being bi is sort of a weird side part of my identity. It's very close to me, close to my heart, but not something I feel the need to sort of talk about that much. It doesn't come up in conversation that much. I actually had a really easy time with coming to terms with my sexuality, which I'm very blessed with. I think in my community, again, I am from the Netherlands, so that might be a little bit different than the States. I am from a decently big city and an alternative school, a Waldorf school. And especially in high school, I remember people coming out, especially as bi, all the time. I don't know many gay people from my school, but loads of bisexual ones. And I didn't even feel the need to come out. It just was a casual thing you could mention, and everyone was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. I am in a poly relationship now. I have a poly relationship. I have two boyfriends, actually. While I do notice a very sharp distinction between my attraction to men and my attraction to women, my sexual attraction to women is much heavier. I get way more flustered from just looking at a beautiful woman than at a man. A man can leave me sort of neutral and they can be fun and nice, but obviously I fall in love with them a lot easier and a lot more often. And I don't know if that is like nature or nurture. I don't know if I'm just taught that women are lust objects and it's easier to lust after them than fall in love with them. I was actually a really late bloomer when it comes to all my sexual activity. And my first relationship I got into at like 17 was immediately a long-term one, the one I'm still in currently. So my first sexual experience with a woman was within that relationship. We already had a non-monogamous structure, so I could just go on dates. I went on fucking OkCupid and met up with a girl, and she was very attractive, and we hooked up a couple of times. But I've never felt the need to actually have done something to know that this feeling is very real. Oh, one really interesting dirty detail I'm willing to share about that hookup was that my first sexual experience included a strap, like immediately. But the only strap she had on her was an anal strap. It was hot. It was hot as shit. But the friction of like the anal fucking strap in a vagina is not the vibe. I have not experienced any biphobia or bi erasure in my life so far. But I'm also not one to really dive into the gay spaces or be really involved with the community directly. I'm very comfortable just living my life a bit part of my identity. But it doesn't need to be a flag in front of my window. I don't need affirmation from anyone to know that this is just a part of how my system works.
So I'm 32, and I think I figured out that I was bi-curious. Not that I knew what that was, but probably when I was like 6, living in Bombay, India. Because I knew that I liked sitting next to all the boys in the class just as much as I liked sitting next to all the girls in the class. And I always felt like I wanted to be very affectionate towards them. It was pretty easy to come to terms with my sexuality, I think. My parents were very open about what these things were. And growing up in Bombay around artists and photographers and musicians, and then continuing to be around those people when I grew up, just let me know that, you know, as they say now, love is love, right? So basically, my main experience that kind of let me know what was up with me was I was visiting the village, of course. Where else would it happen? And I was coming out of the Village Vanguard, which is, of course, one of the most famous jazz clubs ever, you know? Just royalty in there, and so of course I left there feeling a very deep sense of love, and I don't know, I felt connected to Miles because they were playing some of Miles Davis's music, and I think it might have been his birthday maybe, but Miles, as we know, fucked everything that moved. And so as I came out of the club, you know, I saw someone who I really dug, and I knew that they were very feminine, and I dug that. But I knew they liked me, and I dug that. And so after a little while, you know, we were hanging out outside the club and walking around, and yeah, just to make the long story short, we were making out and kissing and all this stuff, and I really wanted to know what their cock felt like. So I you know, started just touching it and playing with her, and well, I really wanted to know what it would be like to put it in my mouth, because that's something that I love when someone does for me. And so I knew that I wanted to feel what that was like to do for someone else, and also if it would feel good for me. And yeah, it totally did. So that sent me on a long journey of a lot of fantasies. And yeah, I don't... sorry, I can't believe I said all that. So I guess it's not really a serious part of my life beyond just in my brain. And that's okay with me, because I, you know, I'm pretty serious about music, and I'm pretty serious about just kind of keeping it all together, you know?
I am 23 years old, I'm a woman, and I guess I definitely realized I was interested in women way before I knew I was interested in men. I guess around the age of 10 or 11, when other friends in like, you know, middle school were kind of talking about which like actors or famous guys they thought were hot, I like really didn't find any men attractive. So I would just kind of say like, Channing Tatum because I thought that would be like an acceptable answer socially, and it was, but like definitely didn't find him attractive or like other men until didn't find them attractive at all until like way later. Was also like very, very ashamed to be different. I grew up in a very, very small town in America, and it was relatively conservative. Also, I'm half Japanese, and that side of the family is really not as accepting about stuff like that, and also doesn't really talk openly about sexuality. And I actually remember one time as a kid, like, I think a boy in my high school class had, like, come out as gay or something, and I remember asking my my parents, and I think aunts and uncles were also there at the time, we were there, like, and I was just kind of like, oh, you know, what would you guys think if one of us were gay, referring to like me, siblings, cousins. And you know, their answer was really like, you know, I'd still love you, but I'd be very disappointed. But when I went to college, I just decided to start like saying I was bisexual. I figured I'd kind of force myself out. And this was to like friends and people I'd meet, never to family. But I also never really had any sexual encounters of any kind until college. But today, I guess I wouldn't really claim myself to be like bisexual, maybe. I guess I'm attracted to and have been with non-binary people, trans people, people of both sexes. I'm an equal opportunity lover, if you will. And it's really more about like the person for me than their gender identity or how they express themselves. Maybe that's like pansexual, I don't know. So I still have not come out to my parents or most family members. I'd really only do that if I was in a committed long-term relationship where the person was not a man. I moved to Berlin immediately after college, and this is when I really started to live as my true self, at least here. I guess it's a lot easier when you're across an ocean. But being queer is the norm here. You know, you go clubbing, the Berlin club scene's amazing, and they have a very queer clientele in general, at least all the best parties kind of attract the queer community. Otherwise, they're pretty boring. But you can also have sex anywhere in Berlin clubs, which is amazing because it means you don't need to stand in the line for the toilets for ages when you like really have to pee because people are hooking up in there. No, people are just having sex like anywhere in the club. It's fine. It's very socially acceptable. My first kind of encounter in Berlin was group sex with a group of girls in the club, which was amazing. You're all just kind of like dancing with this big group, and then like one thing led to another, and it was just really steamy, really hot. And since then I've had like lots of other kind of encounters, threesomes, all of the above. But today I'm in a committed relationship with a man, and we are not open, but we will do things together. So we both really never feel like we're like missing out on sex with other people. And it's actually kind of funny because it's really like the normal thing to be in an open relationship in Berlin. So we are actually kind of like odd for being semi-monogamous. Like most people expect you just to be like, oh yeah, like, you know, this is my partner, but like we can sleep with anyone at any time, do anything, which isn't really the case. Like we're very only doing things together. Yeah, when I publicly got into a relationship with a man, I definitely heard some friends from college, that girls I briefly dated were saying things like, oh, she was just experimenting with us and stuff like that, which was kind of hurtful. But I also felt bad. Like, I really didn't want to make someone feel like an experiment because it's also not true. Overall, I feel very accepted by the people who know and by my community in Berlin. I would not say I'm accepted by my community in the US outside of my close friends and people I'm very close to. But I think a lot of this is also just due to like misconceptions about bisexuality or sexuality in general. I think a lot of people are saying, you know, if you're sleeping with like different kinds of people that you're like kind of confused or you can't make a decision or that you're just experimenting, which I think is kind of whack. Like sexuality is such a spectrum and it changes all the time.
I'm 27 and I was in college when I realized I was attracted to women, at least in a way that I knew how to articulate, let alone act on. But when I think of my experiences in high school or even earlier, I suppose it must have been much sooner than that. I had a best friend in middle school and part of high school who, looking back on it, I think I was completely in love with, which is probably a pretty classic experience. I mean, friendships, let alone these formative ones when you're a teen, are complicated and there's a lot of jealousy and obsession there. But I loved her body. I thought about kissing her. We showered together. We cuddled. We sometimes did kiss, mostly when we were drunk at parties. But her freshman year of college, she came out as a lesbian and in her social media post said something about having had feelings for a couple of her friends growing up. And I thought, wait, same. And then even though it wouldn't be a little while before I considered actually forming that part of my identity, something started to click for me then. Unfortunately, at that point, we had fallen out because we didn't like each other's boyfriends. So never got to actualize any of that. I identify now as bisexual, and I'd say it's a pretty concrete part of my identity, even though I am currently in a long-term relationship with a man and have primarily been with men. In college, I had a couple great dates and a couple great kisses with women, but the first time I had sex with a woman was actually during a threesome, which unfortunately might play into the stereotype. But I gotta say, this, and it was my first threesome of any permutation, was incredible for what it was. It was with a couple, a man and a woman, who I'd matched with on Tinder. When your swiping pool includes women, it's extremely typical to see couples looking for a unicorn. Often it's very hetero couples trying to spice things up, or a boyfriend who wants a birthday present, wants to see his partner with another woman. This, though, was a very cool-seeming queer couple. He was Dutch, she was Russian, he was like 6'6", and she was like 5'3", tops, but she worked at the Museum for Queer History, leading tours, and I was a little bit more interested in her. But when we met for a drink, I was amazed at how well they worked as a unit. So this drinks date ended with a three-way kiss in front of a subway station, which was more intuitive than it sounds. And they invited me over for dinner the next week. They made an amazing meal. We started kissing and wound up having sex for about 5 hours. She was on her period and wasn't super comfortable with me going down on her, but other than that, it was a pretty full sexual experience. They did want to meet another time after that, but I kind of knew it would, yeah, ruin the magic to try a repeat encounter, so I left the situation sure that I really enjoyed having sex with women. I'm in a monogamous relationship with a man, and he knows I'm bisexual. I do feel occasionally unsatisfied by the idea of maybe having to make a choice, but something that gives me hope in a way when it comes to my boyfriend validating my sexuality is that, unlike some hetero couples that have like an exception rule for cheating, where a woman can meet other women, for example, because it doesn't count or isn't as legitimate as dating some other man would be, my boyfriend is far more intimidated by the queer women in my life. That I've mainly only had short-term romantic or sexual experiences with women, I'm not sure there's much of a reason I haven't had any more significant relationships with them other than timing. I do find flirting with women extremely difficult, maybe because most people might assume I'm straight, although that's another really classic issue, so to speak, that Sapphics face. I have very little confidence with girls, and it's somewhat of a self-fulfilling prophecy that I then lead with what I know, which is men. I'm glad that my boyfriend really sees my bisexuality, though, and that our sexual dynamic in our relationship breaks many vanilla, heteronormative, whatever, scripts to begin with. I've definitely felt a level of invisibility or bi erasure from friends, family, people in my communities. First of all, I went to an all-girls horse camp for 10 years. I always insisted on playing Marine when we sang Take Me or Leave Me. My sexual awakening was Keira Knightley in Bend It Like Beckham, then it was Orlando Bloom as Legolas, and then it was both of them in Pirates of the Caribbean. How could anyone look at me and think that I'm straight? But I've always kind of had the impression, given the impression in my friend groups, as being boy crazy. I had a very serious boyfriend in high school and college, ton of lacrosse players in between. I've slept with about 30 men and about 3 women. My presentation is high femme. I have long nails. I will add, though, as frustrated as I really often am for not being read as queer, either among friends, many if not most of whom are queer, or in public, even though I wear a tote bag, I cuff my jeans, and I don't know how to sit in a chair, and that at Pride or events for spaces for people in the LGBTQ plus community, because I look like an ally at first glance, and especially because I am a white cis woman, it's worth reminding myself of my place a little bit. My safety, my livelihood have never been at risk for my identities.
I first heard of Skirt Club through your former Health as Hell podcast when you had Genevieve, the founder of Skirt Club, on for an episode in 2020.
And I followed skirt clubs since then and dreamed over what an all-women play party would look like. I came into my bi curiosity about 2 years ago, but had a hard time acting on it. I'd back out from chatting with women on apps. I had no idea how to approach a woman out in the world, and honestly, I wasn't sure how to define myself or my sexuality because of my lack of experience with women. So the event night comes, I got all glammed and dolled up, and I showed up to a secret location that was revealed only a day before. I buzzed the door and was brought up to a gorgeous apartment, dimly lit, greeted by hosts in lingerie and champagne in hand. And I walked into the main room of the apartment to maybe 30 women dressed beautifully, all sort of small talking around, chatting, asking each other if this was their first time at an event like this. And for most women, it was. After like a cocktail hour of chatting, there was a performance, and then things started to get fun. There were body shot races, spin the bottle, dresses just dropping off into lingerie. Pairs of women started to break off, and groups started to form too. So there were bedding areas with like silk sheets and candles lit. So I plopped myself right onto the bed and started connecting more sexually with the women I had chatted to earlier. And things got hot and heavy quickly, with twosomes around spreading into groupsomes as everyone was sort of crowded together. And there were moans and groans everywhere. But meanwhile, women being women, there were also like a lot of asks of consent. Is this okay? Like, can I touch you in this way? Which I thought was really special. I think I left around 2 a.m. The event started at 8 p.m. I had a killer time. I definitely solidified my curiosity. I'm more comfortable in my sexuality now, knowing that I'm okay being intimate with women like this and that it is something that I enjoy. So that's been a cool discovery for myself. And since Skirt Club, I've been on a date with one of the women I met there, and we really hit it off. And also, I guess now having this experience, I've also been giving off some energy, some vibes. I don't know, but I will tell you, like 3 weeks after the event, I was in a bar. I totally hit it off with a MILF, ended up hooking up with her in the backseat of a car while her boyfriend gave me a ride home from the bar that night. Kind of wild. But all that to say, a skirt club unlocked maybe a confidence internally and externally for me to embrace my sexuality and go for more experiences, which I'm excited to have had.
This is a written submission. I'm an almost 30-year-old male and first realized I had some kind of interest in the same sex at the age of 13. That's when I first had a desire or fantasy towards friends of mine to want to suck their dicks. At this moment, I don't identify as bisexual. I do consider myself to be straight, who sometimes gets the urge to want to suck dick. My first real experience was the product of boredom and horniness. I started talking to an older man who I found through the casual encounters section of Craigslist. I've gone through it countless times before when bored and horny, emailing back and forth with men and never acting on the conversations I've had with them, but this time I went through with it. I ended up meeting a man at a park by my house at 2 a.m. We parked next to each other and I got into the back seat of his car. There really wasn't much conversation, and at first he seemed very nervous, even though he was probably 15 to 20 years older than me. He was a good-looking guy, just looking for mutual oral. The experience of it, especially it being semi-public in a park at 2 a.m., was pretty exhilarating, and I loved every second of it. That was a one-and-done with that guy, along with every other guy I've met up with. In total, I'd say I've had about 6 or 7 experiences with another man and one with a trans woman, which was the best experience I've ever had. One time I met up with a guy on Grindr a few blocks away from my house. It was normal to start. We were just having casual conversation, and then it started to get intimate and he kissed me. I immediately realized I did not like making out with another man, but went through with it because I was a little scared and didn't want to abruptly stop it. He brought me to his bed and had me on all fours, ready to put it in me. That's when it kind of hit me that I did not want this at all, even though with women, I do like ass play and didn't care if I left the guy with blue balls or feeling bad. I just told him I couldn't do it and got out of there. I was very confused after that experience, which went further than I had ever intended it to. I asked myself, am I bi? For the longest time I was telling myself, and even to this day I tell myself, you're a straight man who sometimes gets curious. I know most people will say that I'm bi, which I don't blame them for, but in my mind, I'm not. Maybe I feel this way because there's a big stigma to a guy being bisexual versus a woman. If a woman is bi, guys immediately think, oh, that's sick, bro. But if a guy is bi, it's immediately, he's gay. No questions asked, no in between, he is gay. Which is a very unfortunate and closed-minded way of thinking.
I'm 28. I identify as bisexual, and I realized I was bisexual when I was 17. It is a concrete part of my sexual identity. In high school, my boyfriend and people around me would often joke that I was bisexual because of how often I would comment about the attractiveness of other women. However, there weren't any gay out people at our school, gay or otherwise, and our school is really small. So the summer between junior and senior year, I went to a nerd summer camp philosophy program thing at a university. And not only were some of my fellow campers LGBTQ, one of our counselors was a trans man. So seeing the possibility of being LGBTQ, being lived out by other people, as well as being in a supportive environment, gave me the permission to come out to myself and other people. Also, I saw a magazine in the university bookstore with Mila Kunis on the cover, and I was like, I'd like to have sex with that woman. So that pretty much solidified it. Then in college, I met this really cute girl at gay prom, and you know, we went home together and had sex for a few months, and that was just a really fun and stressful time. I was 18 or 19 and like dating two guys and this girl, and like didn't want any of them to find out, even though we weren't like exclusive or whatever. I'll probably never do that again. I never did do that again. I'm married, so I definitely won't do that again. But that was really fun. So yeah, it was kind of hard to meet women once I broke up with my college boyfriend. Like, you know, we ended up being exclusive and we broke up and I was like, I'm only going to date women. I actually ended up meeting the person I dated for the longest because she randomly accidentally added me on Facebook. I saw we had a mutual friend who's a lesbian, and I asked my mutual friend, I was like, why did this girl add me? I don't know her. And she was like, oh, she thought you were like a different person that she met at a lesbian party the other night, but she thinks you're hot, so she's not mad she added you. And we actually started dating for 3 months. Also, I think women who are just exploring their sexuality for the first time outside of a heterosexual context are more eager to have sex. And I was definitely like that. Like the girl from college, I wasn't like, I knew we didn't have good compatibility personality wise, but she was hot. So I was like, not even like super my type, but she's pretty hot. And I was like, I want to have sex with a woman. Let's do it. Another time that happened was I was out at a bar in downtown that has these bathrooms that go all the way up to the top. And a friend of a friend was there. And I was listening to her talk about how she's realizing she's bisexual. She's a few years older than me, and she's just realizing she's bisexual and doesn't want to hook up with a man until she hooks up with a woman again. And I casually mention I'm bisexual. Like 2 hours later, we're hooking up in the bathroom stall, and she like eats me out. And later that night, I find out that's the first time she's ever hooked up with a woman, and she just went for it. I think the biggest difference sexually for me personally is that I'm not super amazing at pleasuring women, just because I don't have that much experience. And actually going back to dating, I don't have that much experience dating women. I had like a year of not being with a guy. Like from 17 to 21, I hooked up with women, but I only had like a year at 21 of actually dating women. And so I was really bad at it. I acted like a 13-year-old boy, did like the awkward arm hand hover around their waist. I like didn't know what to do. And if I weren't just like pretty, thank God, I don't think I would have ever hooked up with a woman. But so that being said, I'm not that good at pleasuring women. I haven't had like so much sex with women. I've had some. And part of why, you know, I actually like having threesomes and don't just want to hook up with women alone at this point in my heterosexual relationship is that I know my husband is really good at pleasuring women. So I get to have, you know, a positive sexual experience with women and, you know, hopefully give her some pleasure as best as I can. But I know at least she'll be feeling good from him. And then we all get to have fun together. In our marriage, we invite women into the bedroom sometimes. They're usually friends or friends of friends that have expressed interest in us. We're not usually going out looking for people. All of the threesomes we've had have just been, you know, people approaching us, which is really fun. We do have a field account, which is like a dating app for threesomes and kink and sex. I'm the main person on it because I think it's less scary to talk to other girls, but we've never met up with anyone from it yet. We're hoping to. And yeah, I think biphobia and erasure is a thing. Not like too much. I've experienced it too much. You know, sometimes from lesbians, at least when I was younger and dating, they like might not have wanted to date bi women. And I totally get that for a lot of reasons. I want to keep this short, so I don't want to go too into it. But there is definitely a misconception that bi women are going to cheat on you or that bi women are actually just straight and messing around. And I think that the reason bi women end up with men a lot is just a numbers game. Like, there's so many men out there who are interested in women and not that many women interested in women. So like, I think lesbians actually have a bigger dating pool for women than bi women do, because bi women are interested in dating lesbians, but not all lesbians are interested in dating bi women. But anyway, love lesbians. They should only date whoever they want to date. And as a community, like the LGBTQ community, I generally feel a part of it, but kind of weird. I live in Los Angeles. The two main gay areas are West Hollywood and then like the East Side, Echo Park, Silver Lake, and in West Hollywood, unless you like really gaudy, just like horrible aesthetics, honestly. unless you're a gay man or like a lesbian who wants to wear the Kanye West window pane sunglasses, like you're not gonna fit in. You just wanna like party at a bar with like poppers, then like in Echo Park, unless you're like non-binary queer with like a nose ring and like purple hair, you're not going to fit in. And so I'm just like, okay, cool. I don't like the aesthetic here. And over there, they think I'm like not cool because I don't have a septum ring. So like, what's the deal? There's like a really awesome Orthodox Jewish gay community in Pico Robertson, of which I am a part of. It's really small, but I really feel accepted in it. I really vibe with the aesthetics of it, which is obviously important for me. And so, yeah, there is a community for me. I feel really lucky to be a part of it. I just wish it were a little bigger because there are obviously not that many gay Orthodox Jews out there that are out. I'm sure there's a lot of gay ones, just not out.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, and those of you who identify as neither, my name is Allie Weiss, and this has been Tales of Taboo. If you enjoyed the show, or even if you didn't, it would truly mean the world to me if you could take 30 seconds and leave a rating and a review on iTunes and Spotify. I know that every podcast creator really pushes that point home, but for me, it makes a massive difference because it expands the network of anonymous contributors that we could potentially get. It would also mean the world to me if you would consider buying some merch from my website, allieweissworld.com/merch. We have really comfy sweatshirts and less comfy, but very sexy and cute G-strings. And all the money made from my merch goes directly towards producing the show, which I do myself. I am so grateful for the past hour of your time, and I am looking forward to seeing and hearing from you again next week. And until then, be good.